Okay, well, I am going to take a few extra minutes to give you a bit of a review of the department as it is right now. And what you're going to see, in fact, are a lot of faces. Actually, anybody that's bothered to notice my little error here that you didn't think this reunion was going through till Monday. So there's going to be an exam on Monday? No, okay. Just to really make you feel at home. So what I'm going to do is actually give a bit of an overview of the department as it is now. We're not going to see every single face, but this is really about people, okay, more than anything else. We're going to have a lot of time over the next few days to talk about science and new directions of earth sciences in general, not just for the department, but I want to give you a sense of what has gone on, say, in the last 9 or 10 years or so. So the first thing I want to acknowledge is the very hard work of our reunion chair, Elizabeth Verba, who is sitting right over here, okay? And I want you in particular to notice the two faces of Elizabeth Verba. One is Elizabeth out in the field doing her science, okay? And the other is Elizabeth working on the reunion. No, I'm kidding. Okay. But I would, before I even move to the next slide, I would actually like everybody to give a round of applause now for Elizabeth. Okay. I've leaned on Elizabeth quite a lot this last year, in addition to getting her to do this, which she's done just a fantastic job. She's also the new Director of Graduate Studies, which is also a very large task, having taken over from John Wetlaufer, who also did a phenomenal job, and I'll give you some evidence of that in a few slides. Okay, so let me move on. The next bit is I want to acknowledge Becky Pocock, who's standing way in the back, one of those refusing to sit down, who is the geology and geophysics chair's assistant. She really runs our lives, especially runs my life, and she's been instrumental in really corralling people to get their act together for this reunion. Now, if I could have found a slide for Julia Downs, I would have put her in here, and I would say, Julia, stand up, but you're already standing up. And I was going to say, maybe not make a lot of difference, but okay, but just kidding. So I'd like to give both Becky and Julia a round of applause. Because they're both standing right next to each other. Okay, so that's... So I would like to then go over a little bit of sort of the recent history. And again, this is really about people. And since in the year 2000, or really 1999, the department underwent sort of a massive rebirth and hired a lot of people, actually 11 people in a short period of time. And these are some of these folks that were hired, myself included. I guess I don't look like that so much anymore. But you know, you see various people. I'm not going to read all the names. I just want you to have these faces burned into your brain for right now because you'll meet them later on. There are a lot of faculty I'm not going to put on here because our faculty size has actually reached one of the biggest sizes it's been in many years. So I can't put everybody on here, but we've got a broad mix of everybody from a geomicrobiologist, Ruth Blake, and a nice physicist, and here's this funny-looking guy who does paleoclimate, Derek Briggs, who is our president, also our Peabody director. You'll meet all of these people in the next few weeks, or the next few days. I should have put November 6th through December 6th. But the grad school probably can't afford that. Okay, so we'll move on. So those are some of our pseudo-recent hires that occurred from about 2000 to 2004. And in the last few years, we've added on even more people, another 7 faculty, you know, considerably younger. And, I won't go on beyond that. But so we've had... In these last few years, added on a whole bunch of other people, and we'll see some of these separate out in terms of what they have contributed and what they will contribute to the department in the future. So I hope that you will meet all of these. 2 of them are not here yet. This young man here and this young woman over here, this is William Boos, who is presently a postdoc at Harvard. He is a climate dynamicist. He works on sort of the effects of climate on local weather, and this is Trude Sterelvmo, who is in finishing a postdoc in Switzerland, and she'll be here actually this January, and she is somebody that works on the effects of aerosols on climate. And you'll meet all these other people while you're here, okay? And here, actually, this smiling young woman is our latest addition, Mary Louise Timmermans, who's sitting way in the back hiding, but you'll meet her as well. Okay, so we'll move on. Newly minted full professors, folks that just moved up into the ranks of tenure and permanence, and now they can grow old along with the rest of us, although they don't look so old right now. Jun Kornager, Ruth Blake, Dave Evans are all now fine full professors, and I've given them all responsibility as a reward for getting tenure, okay? Ruth will soon be DGS, Jun Kornager is the czar of the postdocs, and Dave Evans is the DUS. I'm a nice guy, and I figured I'd give them early experience. We've had some recent retirements, and most of you know these folks. There's Bob Gordon and George Veronis, who has been ill lately, and so he couldn't join us, but our thoughts are certainly with him, and Bob Berner, and Dolph Seilager. Okay? We've also had, very much due to the efforts of the growth of the department, and a lot of this due to the sort of supreme efforts of our former DGS, John Wetlaufer, wherever you are. John, are you in here? Okay, John, we'll get you later. Okay, so this is just an example. Okay, this is not all of our grad students. This is all the grad students that came in 1 year, okay, in 1 year. It was actually a rather funny story because we did a very hard job of recruiting. We made 27 offers, 20 of them accepted, normally about a third accept. And at one point, when John, in one of our faculty meetings, would always implore people, go out and recruit and tell people how great we are, call these students up, do your best. At one point, he came to a faculty meeting, and after he had reached a count of around 19, he said, remember I told you all to go out and beat the bushes and make these phone calls and get people to accept our offers? Stop, okay? That's the only time I've ever heard someone say that. So we've had a banner few years and with regard to this, and you'll meet many of these young students, and we've had another batch that came in recently, but this is just one example. So what are the directions that we've expanded in? Okay, and I'll just give you a couple, because we're going to have lots of time to talk about the directions that we're moving in, and I'll just do this fast since I don't want to run over time. One is we've expanded considerably in the exploration of the Earth's deep interior with the addition of several people. A lot of these people are new on this, at least new within the last 7 or 8 years or 9 years. Looking at the Earth's deep interior with theory and seismology and geochemistry and mineral physics, okay? So that's one particular area that's been expanded considerably. Another area that we've worked very hard to expand over the last few years is our footprint in the work of atmosphere and ocean and climate in particular. Okay, so we've added two new batches of people, one working on the dynamics of the oceans and the atmosphere and the climate, this top group, and interacting very much with these people down here that work on atmospheric chemistry and ocean chemistry and paleoclimatology. Okay, so all of these people have basically contributed to our footprint in this sort of very important burgeoning field. The department has also been, now you probably have seen various news items, anytime these days that you see any mention of this gentleman, Rajendra Pachauri, you often see that he's mentioned as the director of the Yale Climate and Energy Institute. And that institute was started in this department. It was started in this department with a committee chaired by this guy, Mark Pagani. Okay, it started here, and then it branched out with various activities of entraining many other departments. And now it's basically an umbrella institute that cuts across the entire university, all the way down from people working like Derlin Fish working in public health, Dan Esty working in the law school. This is not just the institute. I've just put these pictures. These are people from what's called the executive committee, the faculty executive committee. Okay, Rajendra Pachauri is the director of it. Okay, and of course, many of you know who he is already, the co-recipient of the Nobel Peace Prize in 2007. For the IPCC, and still currently the director of the IPCC. So this, like, I'm not putting names, this is just to give you a sampling of the different disciplines that have participated. We held a workshop that involved all of these schools, okay, and work continues to involve all of these schools and departments. These are all the people that attended a workshop on about a 3-day notice. We held it on a Saturday to find out what was the viability of having an institute to look at the study of climate and energy, and they all showed up on a rainy Saturday, and it was actually quite exciting, and things have taken off since then. So what are the things that we're doing? We actually have already funded several things, some workshops on black carbon, impacts of climate change on human societies, vector-borne diseases, and the study of proxies in paleoclimate, so people can understand what climate proxies mean. We've actually funded larger grants that look at things like carbon sequestration in mafic rocks and basalts, this paleoclimate reconstruction of the collapse of societies in Timbuktu, even recently and in the past. Developing of cook stoves, okay, useful cook stoves in Bangladesh, combining engineering and marketing. Impacts of global warming on Connecticut salt marshes, a local study, and work on, I notice these are all numbered one now for some reason, okay? That's to show that there's no priority here. I did that on purpose. So there's also work being done between biochemists and people in the medical school, in fact, on the metabolic functions of biofuels. And in fact, this is work that's done on this very fascinating discovery made by Scott Strobel, who is on our executive committee, that found this fungus that effectively turns cellulose from trees directly into diesel. It's called mycodiesel. Okay. And so just quickly, other activities that the Institute does are seminar series. We're actually are co-sponsoring events at the Copenhagen meeting. There is a big conference occurring in April. Postdoctoral fellowships are coming, and we've got a large student congress that is meeting next week that has self-organized itself under our banner to do this. So at that point, I'll move on back to G&G very quickly just to tell you, give you an idea of where we're looking in the future. We've got our own symposia, these exploratory symposia to examine different directions in geoscience. I won't read all of this to you, but these are in effect going to be on one is the evolution of the Earth's crust and surface. The next will be the exchange between the Earth's crust and the atmosphere. And the last will be on the biosphere, the history of life, combination of paleontology, geomicrobiology together. So these, over the next few years, are the different directions we're going to be exploring. And I hope, in fact, that many of these topics will come up in the discussions that happen over the next few days, from which we can gather your wisdom and your thoughts about where the department might go next. And at that point, we're going to actually move on to the main activities.